are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
It's the big special event, Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. right here on the...
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Drive carefully. It's not only cars that can be recalled by their maker.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CBE veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Stop and smile.
There's no stopping us now. We're on the move. That's correct. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back. The first hour, I gave a question, a trivia question that nobody got the answer. I said, who was the first kids group? Chris, if you could, while I'm talking, can you look up and see if you can find Frankie Lyman, Goody Goody, or Why Do Fools Fall in Love? I like them to play a few seconds of it. Why Do Fools Fall in Love or Goody Goody by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Those are both top 10 hits. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
Okay.
Why Do Fools Fall in Love or Goody Goody?
All right. And I have a caller on the phone line who wants to have a conversation with you. So I'm ready. I'm ready on that aspect too. Whenever you're ready, and you know this caller,
okay.
You know this caller.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let's hear from the caller. Where are they calling from?
Brunswick, Georgia.
Oh, Brunswick, Georgia.
Yep. You already know.
Hi, Michael, Lynn, and Charles.
Oh, I recognize that voice. Susan.
Yeah, I enjoyed meeting you all, and I heard Charles say, if you're listening, he used the word if. He know I'm listening. He should know anyway.
I knew you were listening.
Yeah.
Is that you, Susan?
Hi. Huh?
Is that you, Susan?
Susan?
Who is Susan?
Whitney Houston had a song.
Yes, I'm playing with you, Carolyn.
My name is not Susan. I know, but Whitney Houston had a song called My Name Is Not Susan. Yeah.
That's Carolyn.
I know it's Carolyn. I recognize that voice. Can't miss that voice. Know it for 7 years.
How are you, Carolyn?
I listened to the other show, too, before you came on.
That's what I just told them, Carolyn. You've been listening for 10 years.
Yeah, that's right. When I was in Atlanta, I started listening.
So. Thanks for calling in.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
You, too.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Take care. Love you all.
Love you,
too.
Love you, too, baby. You take care now. Wish you the best. Stay well. Stay well. Thanks for calling in.
All righty.
That was Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
All right. I got one more call on the phone line. You ready for it? All the way.
Okay. So who's the caller?
All the way from Winter Park, Florida, Santa Claus. I mean, Gary.
Okay.
Gary. Gary, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Santa Claus, yeah.
My man,
Chris.
What's up?
Hey, growing my beard, that's what's up. Oh, Michael, I got a question for you. Where'd you go?
Listen, I'm trying to hear you. I'm trying to hear. I can hardly hear you.
Well, I'm here. I'll holler a little louder. Wasn't the youngest band with the Desi Arnaz, Dino, and Billy?
What did he say? I can't hear. What was the question?
The youngest band with Desi Arnaz's son or something. I don't
know. Dino and Billy.
That was the Desi Arnaz band.
Yeah, weren't they the youngest ones? The oldest one was, I think, 13 when that came out.
Oh, I can't hear what he's saying.
What he's saying is, he said that band that he named was one of the youngest that came out before, I guess, Frankie Lyman. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's I think.
I said the kids. I said the famous kids group that had hit records. What do they didn't have
well,
any?
They
hit
did
records.
Too.
Who had hit records?
Yes, they did. They had
what,
two
the kids.
Yeah, Lucille Ball's son, Ricky Ricardo's son.
And what year was this? Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers was early 1950s. What was that? What year were they in?
I'm not sure. That's what I'm asking you. But I think I think they're the youngest ones. I don't know how young the other ones were, but the oldest one was 13 years old. Just thought you were the man who knows it all, so I thought I'd ask you.
I'm talking, when I say hit records, Gary, I'm talking on the charts, the Billboard or Cashbox and hit records.
When did you go to trivia really fast, Gary?
I'll let you go. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Okie dokie, Gary.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye.
I can't hear too much on this.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And he broke it in little pieces. And now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. So you think that love's a pile of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to ya. Goody, goody for him. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. Hey!
That was Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Big song, Goody Goody. They also have Why Do Fools Fall in Love, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. I believe, don't hold me to it, but I think it was 1954. I'll have to check with Alexa to find out what year, but if I had to put money on it, I think 1954. Might be 55. Guy was talking about Lucy and the kids. Here he goes, Why Do Fools Fall in Love. And these are big hits. That was Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? But I'm calling hit records. Those were two top 10 records. Those are the big hits back. Somebody can look it up for me. I appreciate it. I tried to ask Alexa, but I was getting nowhere. I believe it was 1954. I'm not sure. Somebody could tell me. I sure would appreciate it. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
So the question is, when did their songs hit the chart?
Yeah, they were top 10 records, Goody Goody and Why Do Fools Fall in Love. They're called the Teenagers, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Anyway.
Your trivia now, Michael.
Okay.
We're going to go to break.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All right.
To the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
In 1957, Goody Goody hit the charts along with other well-known performing artists such as, you know, Ella Fitzgerald's hit song and a couple of others. But it was 1957, Goody Goody hit the chart and charted. And it started out at 24 and climbed up. Did
1957. The group started in 1954.
What'd you say, what?
The group came together in 1954.
Okay, the group came together in 54. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom and I hope you enjoy them. Drive carefully. It's not only cars that can be recalled by their maker.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
And we're back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I'm your studio engineer, the one and only Chris Shaw, trying to make it do what it do and doing what we do. Mike, Lynn, and Charles.
You're doing it good.
Mike, Lynn, and Charles is
You're
on the phone.
Can you
hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear. You're coming through. Roger that.
Okay. I had the mics off. What can I say? When you're blind, you can't tell the green button from the red button.
That's not funny,
Mike. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And listen, folks, if you miss any part of this show or any parts of the seven-year shows, go to our web, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check us out. Okay. Right now it's my trivia. This is an easy one. I'm going to give everybody an easy one.
Super easy.
This is super easy. This group, everybody knows. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Just a little bit. I'm gonna teach you how to sing it out.
ABC 894-1680. Who is singing that song? Everybody should know it.
Do, re, mi, ABC. 1, 2, 3.
We'll take the first caller, new caller first. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
I got it for you, Michael.
Lynn just looked up Gary Sinclair, if you're listening. We just said 57 was Goody Goody. Frankie Lyman Daniels came out in 53, 54. But their hits were in 57 or 56, 57, 58. Lucy's Kids, they weren't even born until 53, the first one after. So unless they were 4 years old, which I doubt that they were singing 4 years old. So they couldn't come before Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. And as far as I remember, they didn't have top 10 records. You're talking about Gary, what was his name?
What was whose name?
Lucy's Kid. The first one was a girl. Lucy had a girl, right?
Are you talking about Ricky Ricardo? You talk about that? You talk about Lucy and Ricky Ricardo?
Yeah. Arnaz, the real name. Arnaz. Lucy. The famous Lucy. Lucy Arnaz. Famous Lucy. I believe they had a girl and a boy.
What are famous Lucy?
The girl's name was Lucy. She did a famous movie with Neil Diamond, jazz singer. Okay. The boy's name. I'm trying to remember the boy's name.
All right, in the meantime, I got two callers on the phone line.
Okay.
All right, we got Kim from Stuart, Florida, and then we got Chris from Wildwood, Florida.
Who's the first one?
Kim.
Kim?
Kim.
Are you saying Kim or Tim?
Kim. Kim. K-E-M. Kim.
Kim, okay, Kim, love to hear from Kim.
All right, so let's go to Stuart, Florida, and talk with Kim from Stuart, Florida. Kim, how you doing?
Hey, how are you guys tonight? Hello.
All right, how you doing?
We're doing good. I enjoy your program. I'm home a little early tonight. I usually listen on the way home from work. I work on Sundays, so.
That's really good.
I enjoy your program.
So let me ask you a question. So what is your first name?
Kim. It's K-E-M-M. K-E-M-M.
K-E-M-M.
Oh, that's unusual. K-E-M-M. Okay. And you listen to all the show. Okay, it was a first-time caller, though.
Yes. Well, usually I'm on the road. I just happen to be home a little early today. I work 12 hours on Sunday and look forward to your program on my travel home.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate it so much for listening. Appreciate it. So who do you think is singing the song?
Well, it's Michael Jackson singing the song, but the group is the Jackson 5. You threw a ringer out there.
You're 100% right. Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5. That's right. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Awesome. I had Subway for lunch today. I go there.
Okay. Well,
congratulations.
Hey, great. Hey, great. So I really appreciate y'all. You put on a good...
So let me ask you a question.
It makes my ride home much more pleasant than it would be otherwise.
Wow.
That was very nice. I appreciate you. So let me ask you a question. As a sighted person, I assume you're sighted driving a car. So tell me something. Why do you like the show?
How do you assume I'm sighted? Because I'm driving.
That's funny. Okay.
No, I enjoy your personalities, and you have people on there that have a whole lot more adversity than I do in life, and what are my problems, you know? It's good, and you have an entertaining program. That's what it is.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I'm glad you like my personality. I'm pleased.
You said the personality.
Oh, the personality.
Right, Mike. Don't get too excited, Mike. He said everybody. He was saying overall for the whole entire show.
What is it? Nuts come in a bunch or something. There's an old saying like that. I'm not sure what it is.
Hey, Kim, thank you so much, Kim. Hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Well, keep on looking. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call. Kim,
y'all be well.
Okay. Hold on, Kim.
Thank you so much. You too. Drive safe and give your name and address. We'll send out right away your Subway.
All right, man. Thank you. Nice.
All right, hold on, Kim. Now, I also have...
It's always nice.
Now, I also have Chris from Wildwood, Florida on the phone line. He was trying to get it in, but he's not going to get it. You want to say hi?
Yes.
Of course.
Hello.
All right. Well, we got Chris from Wildwood. Wildwood in the building. Wild man Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you? Even though he's unanswered the question, hey, I'm going to say the Jackson 5, too. Hello?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for saying hello, 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 Chris.
Hello.
Appreciate it so much.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, they were saying thank you so much, Chris, man, for holding on, even though you didn't win. But stick around, because you never know what's under Mike's sleeve.
Okay, well, just mentioned about my shirt and email that I told him about.
Yes, sir. We got
you. Don't worry.
Yeah, we got you covered.
We got you covered.
We got you covered. We got you covered. It went
out. Thank you.
Got you covered.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey,
listen, folks.
I need Stuart to call me back. I mean, Kim from Stuart, Florida, call me back. Kim from Stuart, Florida, call me back, please. Thank you.
Oh, he didn't give you the address.
Yeah.
Everybody
would. Oh, he hung up.
Well, hopefully he's still listening.
Young man, Kim, if you're listening to the show right now, call back. We need your name and address. We want to send you a prize. We need your name and address to send you a prize. Especially you, who's giving us such nice compliments. And I was going to say, all you sighted folks who listen to the radio show, we appreciate you so much listening to this radio show. That's why we did the show originally, because we wanted the sighted people to listen to us blind folks, because that's why we started the radio show originally. I wanted to bring the sighted folks to the blind community and let them know that we can do a lot of things. Can't drive a car, at least on the road anyway. My granddaughter won't get in the car with me if I drive. She says, I'm not getting in with a blind man. I don't understand it, but what can I tell you?
Smart girl.
Yeah. All right, anyway, we're going to go right now to Lynn, and she's going to bring up our next guest.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm going to bring back our next guest. Okay, here we go. Next guest. Are we going to break, Chris? Did I hear music? No. Okay. Well, we'd like to welcome back our friend Peter Cucciavi. And if you don't know by now, Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, and he has a special surprise for you tonight. So listen up. Hi, Peter. Welcome back.
Hello, hello, hello.
Happy it's the Sunday. Traveling Man. We should be playing Traveling Man music.
That's right. Yeah, Ricky Nelson, Traveling Man. Traveling
Ricky
Man.
Ricky Nelson song. Yeah. How you doing, Peter?
I'm hello, doing Peter. Great. Hello, hello, Charles.
Charles, yep. Yep.
Always great to hear your voice.
How you doing?
Very well, very well. I am very fortunate right now to be in the Atlanta, Georgia area, visiting family here. So we've been on the road. The traveling man has been on the road with his family. This time going across country, we went to South Carolina, visited with family there. We visited the waves of Hilton Head Island for a little bit, and now we're in Atlanta, seeing family out here before next week. We'll be, or at least I will, at the conferences, both NSB and ACB conferences. So hope some of the listeners out there will see me at the Spectrum booth. I look forward to seeing a lot of you in person, and I know there will be a virtual component to both conferences as well. So wishing a happy conference to everybody that's planning to go. But I wanted to go ahead and cue something up for today just so we can get our callers lined up. I want to hear from listeners, and I really love to hear from folks that I haven't heard from before, or maybe new callers to the show. but I've got a $25 gift card that's just got an itch and a scratch to get out of my pocket and into somebody else's. So I'd love to hear from a new caller. Are you going to be at one of the conferences? Will you be dialing in virtually? If so, what's your favorite part of the conference? Maybe which one are you going to? I'd love to hear from a new listener. And if you dial in and share some of that with us today, I'm going to send you a $25 Visa gift card. So, Charles, why don't you give folks that phone number? I know I want to hear it in your voice.
The phone number?
Dial in.
Phone number, call in.
Oh.
You're on the Blind to Beyond radio show.
That's not nice.
That radio, that phone number.
I just put him on the spot. Okay, Michael, you got to take over. You got to take over.
Oh, that's not nice.
He doesn't know it? Okay.
He doesn't know it. 407?
Wait a minute. It's area code 407-894-1680.
There you go. I know he could do it.
407-894-1680.
See that? And we didn't have to give him a prize either.
So what's the question? Peter, what's the question again for everybody?
Well, I would sure love to hear from folks that are planning to attend one of the conferences, one of the blindness conferences. I know these happen every summer. Are you going to be joining one? If so, which one? And are you doing virtual or in person this year?
Oh, wow. People, call in.
That's an easy $25 right there.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's a very easy $25. And I know that there's thousands of people that attend both conferences. Some people do both. Some people do one or the other. So I know there's somebody out there that's, I know $25. Nobody really wants a $25 gift card, really, right? Nobody wants one of those. But I know there's somebody out there who'll be willing to sacrifice their time for me to hand one off.
Well, you know, if no one wants it, Peter, I'll take it.
Oh, I you wouldn't want to carry that kind of load around, Charles. That's too much weight.
well, I could make an exception.
It's a $25 card. It's a Visa or MasterCard.
A Visa gift card, right.
Visa gift card that's good anywhere, folks. Good anywhere.
Can I give that number again?
The phone number call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You got it? Call now.
Wait, maybe they're afraid they have to have Spectrum, Peter.
Oh, no, you don't have to have Spectrum at all. I'm calling all callers. Calling all callers. So while you guys dial that phone number in and take this weight out of my pocket, I'm going to share something with you. So I know some of you hear the commercials come on during commercial break about the Spectrum Access app. And I know that some of you have called in before and you've shared that you're using the app with your TV services or with other providers, other platforms to watch movies and shows. Well, I wanted to share something with you. This year, we've been paying close attention to our users of the app, our customers, and others who are non-customers but use the app. We've been sharing the fact that we want to expand usability for those who have a combination of hearing and vision disabilities. And I've been taking some notes and listening to folks who tell me what they would like to see the app do. And one of those items was open captions, which means that the closed captions that come up on the screen, rather than being a block of text at a time, that there is scrollable. That means you can go up and down through the text, through the history of captioned text without stopping the movie. And that's something we've been able to release because I know folks that have a hearing disability, maybe are totally deaf, but also have a vision disability. We're having a hard time keeping up with the text because they can't read it that fast. So now all the captions within the app, within the Spectrum Access app, are now open captions. And this week, I wanted to go ahead and share this because it might be a little while before I'm back on, and we got the conference coming up. And I'll probably be talking about this during the conferences, so I want to share it here. Others and I know there's probably a couple of listeners out there who can benefit from this as well, who use Braille displays. But again, for particularly the deaf-blind audience, we are launching Braille display support. So now you can read those captions with your Braille display. And I'm really excited to be announcing that. That's coming out. Hopefully we'll go live in the middle of the week this week. So definitely by the conferences, please be looking out for that if you're a Braille display user, or come join me at the conference if you want to ask more questions. Chris, do we have any callers? I'm going to have to carry this weight all the way through the conferences.
Somebody out there must want $25.
If you're going to the conference, NFB or ACB conference, call in. He wants a new caller. There must be somebody out there who wants $25. New caller going to NFB or ACB convention. Anybody? 407-894-1680. The fastest $25 you'll ever make in your life.
Now, I'm really excited. I don't know if any of you have been to these conferences, but yes. It really is okay. a unique opportunity to see so many people in person who are blind and living life. Chris, was that you, or do we have somebody on?
Yes, sir. We got two callers on the phone line. I got Chris from Wildwood, Florida, and a good friend that we haven't heard from in a long time, Nigel from Boca Raton, on the phone line.
All right, Chris. Well, who's the first one that's going to win the card? Because we got one to give away. So the first caller gets
it. It has to be somebody that's going to a conference.
There has to be someone going. Chris, are you going to the conference?
Well, let's find out, because I don't know. Let's talk to Chris and see if Chris is going to the conference. Chris, how you doing?
Yes. I'm doing fine.
Good. All right. Are you planning on going to the conference?
Well, I will do it virtually. And plus, I got Spectrum.
Oh, look at that. So which one are you planning to attend, Chris? Uh-huh. Are you going to do the virtual?
He said you can do it virtually.
Which one are you going to do virtually?
On the phone. And plus, I have Spectrum, right. He said, I thought.
Which conference are you going to attend, Chris? Yeah.
Which conference are you going to attend?
The nearest one here. Where is that? Right. I thought he said that. Huh?
All right, Chris, hold on.
Chris, I'm sorry. Let's go to Nigel. Chris, let's go to Nigel.
All right, let's talk to Nigel on the phone line. Nigel, you there?
Good evening. I certainly am. Happy birthday, hello, Mr.
Nigel.
Birthday.
Hello,
boy.
Nigel.
How are you? Happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Try to get you on the phone, but I couldn't get your phone number.
Oh, well.
Call me off the air when you get a chance.
I certainly can do that. Or I can email you. How's that?
Are you going to the conference? A conference, ACB or NFB?
I'm actually, yes, but I missed the fact that you wanted a first-time caller. But, yes, I'm planning to go to ACB virtually. As a matter of fact, I've already attended one meeting. The BRL, Braille Revival League affiliate, already has had their virtual meeting, one of them anyway, the business meeting. I will not be attending in Omaha, but I will be virtually attending the general
session.
Does
that count?
Well, I'm gonna say this, because Nigel, you're a new caller for me. I know you're not new to the show. I'm gonna go ahead and give you this $25 gift card, so you're gonna go home with that. Now, Nigel, are you gonna be stopping by and visiting with exhibitors virtually? Is that something that you like to do, or is that? How does that work for you? Does that usually work out pretty well?
I've sort of already done that. The meetings have gone into hiatus for the exhibitors at the moment. But, yes, I will be dropping by, and I will stop by yours. I'll make a point of it.
I love it. I love that, Nigel. Great. Thank you so much.
I will. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a Spectrum customer, but I've my girlfriend Kimberly, she says she used to be, and Spectrum is awesome, she says.
Well, I hope you visit us at the booth. I'd love to share more with you, because you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to enjoy everything we've got to offer. but I love to hear it. I love to hear from you. So give your information to Chris on your way out, Nigel, and I will send that gift card your way. And thank you so much for dialing in.
Thank you very much, all of you. And once again, a very happy birthday to Mr. Michael here. And we
will thank you so much, and thanks for calling in, Nigel.
Thank you. Thank you for making this.
Nigel, call me off the air.
Okay. Will do. I'll email you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you.
Dr. Brooks. Nigel.
Okay, Reverend Brooks,
yes,
you'll
sir.
Be.
Your address.
Yes, we'll see. We will see you either virtually. I guess you're going to be there virtually, right, Reverend Brooks?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, great. We'll
and
touch
give
base.
Your phone number, give your address to Chris before you hang up, okay?
We'll do. Absolutely, we'll do. We're hanging for dear life.
Peter,
okay, 25
great.
Bucks anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
Peter.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
Peter, you there?
I am. I'm here.
See, it's hard to give away $25. What can this feel? It's the only crazy show.
Well,
It's hard to give away $25.
You could have given it to me.
Oh, gosh. You know, Charles.
It would have been really easy.
What? You're so sacrificial. I love that spirit about you.
Oh, our listeners.
The benevolent Charles was there to steal it. Steal the day with kindness.
Eager to help.
You know what's really funny? You know what's really funny, Peter? Did you hear that fellow who was cited? He said he loves to listen to the show on the drive on the way home.
That's right. No, but well, you are the
funny.
Show that bridges
the sighted people.
And the, blind, right?
The sighted people respond faster than the blind people.
Well, that's not fair. You know, they can see the letters, the numbers on their dial, so maybe the blind folks have taken an extra minute. You never know. You never know. I gotta stand up for my blind folks, Mike.
Oh my goodness.
Well, they're number one. They're out there. The question is when they call in.
That's right. Well, I want to encourage everybody. If you're going to be at the conferences, maybe you're shy and didn't want to call in, but I hope you do visit me at the booth, at the Spectrum booth. I've got a lot of information to share there, answer any of your questions. And I know folks love to come by and bug me about their bills, too. I tell you what, I'm not a bills guy, but I do have some interesting information to share with you this year. So please visit me. I'll tell you more about the Spectrum Access app, which does not require your Spectrum subscription. That's a free app available to anyone in the United States. And if you are a customer, I've got some really great information I'll be sharing at those conferences. So hope I see you there in person or virtually.
Peter, before you sign off, give us an outline of your itinerary, the shows. What are the dates so people know to tune in, to go online virtually?
Right. So at the ACB conference, I'll be there on July 2nd, hosting exhibitor hours and 3rd. And on the 4th, I'll be... a colleague of mine will take over that booth because there's large overlap. So I'll be heading out later on the 4th. And then I'll be at the NFB conference on the 5th through the 10th as well. So if you missed me on the 2nd through the 4th at ACB, you can find my colleague there. But if you're at NFB, I'll be there.
Are you going to Nebraska?
Well. For the same week?
I sure am. I'll be in Omaha.
There's people going to Nebraska. I can't believe
New Orleans.
It. Where's the NFB convention at?
New Orleans.
Oh, that's nice. NFB's a nice, that's a nice convention. New Orleans.
He said it the right way first. He said New Orleans. That's the way they
New
say it.
Orleans.
I got to say it all the ways.
Well, I'm from Philadelphia.
Yeah, I say New Orleans. Wow, you have a busy week. Holy cow.
Oh, it's a busy 2 weeks, really. So yeah. It'll be a busy
I want
time.
To live
I
want to
I love it. It'll be fun.
How's the baby?
Leonardo.
You know, he just turned 11 months yesterday, so we're almost at that one-year mark. So we're gonna celebrate his one-year birthday on the show with all of you. I can't wait.
All right.
When's his birthday? What's the date?
It's July 25th. July 25th.
Oh, day after your birthday.
We have to have him call in.
I'm writing that
Peter.
Down.
Peter.
Have to have him call in. July, when is it?
I'm writing it down.
The 26th.
July 25th.
Oh, wait, we're on the air on the 20th. When are we on the air?
Wait a minute. Peter, is it the, what day is it?
23rd.
We're
25th.
On the air the
25th, like Christmas.
Okay, so we're on the air the 25th.
We're on the air on the 24th.
Right.
That's 2 days before mine.
Oh, wow. I knew he carried an air of Reverend Charles about him as well. There's some relationship there.
That's great. That is,
well, you know what? I couldn't wish for better things than to have him share some characteristics with you, Charles. So that's fantastic.
Thanks.
Leos.
Leos, that's right. They're Leos.
August is July, end of July.
Energetic, outgoing, people loving, people love them.
That's right. Leo, good people.
So, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Wow.
That's great.
Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for being part of the show tonight, Peter. Appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. Thank you all. It's great to hear your voices. And goodbye, everyone. See you at the convention.
And drive safe. Drive safe.
Goodbye to you.
Thank
you
so much.
Goodbye and drive safe.
Safe travel.
Bye-bye.
Safe travel.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's Peter from Spectrum. There's only one Peter from Spectrum. Great guy. Great guy. You folks. Here's something else. Something else. What can I say? By the way, did the fella call back that won the prize?
Yeah, he called back. I got his information. Kim. Yeah, we talked.
Oh, great.
Great.
Great, great, great.
That was good. I want to make sure he gets his $10 gift card from Subway. And by the way, Corey from Nashville, Tennessee, he won $10 gift card from Subway. We're going to break. Don't go away. You'll be right back. Listen to the Vlad and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services at christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting christianrecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet and greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I hope you can hear me loud and clear. My mic is on now. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Listen to this trivia question. Let's see if you know this question. This is about a person who was disabled. He was a famous man. And I'm talking about, I'm going to tell you right now, he was not blind. He was disabled, though. He was in a wheelchair. Now, here's the point. He was, as far as I know, I'm going to repeat this. As far as I know, he was the only president that I know that was in a wheelchair for a long period. He was a president for a long time. Who am I talking about? Any idea? 407-894-1680. He was the only president that I know who was in a wheelchair, permanently. Wheelchair.
Michael.
He was not blind. Who am I talking about? 407-894-1680.
While we're waiting, I'd like to just do my little wrap-up now so I get my words of wisdom in here. Oops, that's Sheila's line, words of wisdom. Anyway, I just wanted to remind everybody, next week, join us with co-host Gary Sinclair, and it's our annual July 4th weekend show, and we have a special guest, Jeffrey Mittman, the president and CEO at Bosma Enterprises in Indiana, will be joining us. We're very excited about that. And Luke Simeoner, president of Clusive, will join us. So we have a busy lineup next week, and we'll be celebrating July 4th.
Okay, gotcha. So the question is, the trivia question of the moment, who am I talking about? He was a president who was in a wheelchair. 407-894-1680. As far as I know, he was the only president that was in a wheelchair permanently. Okay, not for a day, not for a week, but for a long time. Who am I talking about? If there's more than one president that was in a wheelchair, as far as I know, this guy was a president in a wheelchair for many years. Who am I talking about? 407-894-1680. You should know history about presidents, and what I'm not talking about, I'm going to tell you right now, he was not president the last few years.
Well, Mike,
okay, it was not Abraham Lincoln.
I don't like to brag on myself, Mike, but you know, you don't have to, you know, pull me up like that. I was only, you know, doing what I do when the country needed me the most, and I did my civic duty as the president of the United States, Mike. So you don't have to bump me up like that. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
You weren't in a wheelchair, Chris.
Oh, you said wheelchair.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
wheelchair, brother.
I thought you were talking about in the wheel cuff. Okay, got it. I'm sorry. I got the wrong thing. Oh. Okay, got it. I got it.
407-894-1680. Okay, so let's see who calls in. Everybody should know who I'm talking about.
They have, what, 2 minutes, Chris?
3 minutes.
Get back.
Got to make it fast.
407-894-1680.
Yeah.
What are you saying? What's he saying?
Excuse me, you wrote doing the phone number at the same time.
What's he saying?
Yeah, I was doing the phone number like you were, just to get the phone number out there to tell the people to call in at
407-894-1680. Okay, who am I talking about?
Oh, gosh.
It's time. Who is it?
That's the first time Mike and I has ever been in sequence in the last 7 years. We've never been in sequence twice on one show.
Never.
every time I got ready to say the phone number, he's saying the phone number. I'm going to answer the phone.
Does anybody call you in? Anybody know the answer to that trivia? You got 1 minute, folks. 1 minute before 407-894-1680. You got it? 407-894-1680. This was an easy one. Okay.
What was that question again?
I think that was in a wheelchair for many years. It's so easy. Oh, my goodness. See, the problem is our regulars that win all the time, they can't win now, so they're not calling in.
Could I hang up and call in? It's the end of the show.
You won't make it. That's
speed dial.
Listen, folks, if you're sighted, you can call in anytime you want. Sighted or blind, anybody can call in right now. That's an easy question.
As long as we're on the air.
All right. I got us a caller. This is it. I got us a caller, Mike. He's driving, trying to call in and get this thing because he knows the answer. His name is Jim from Okeechobee, Florida, and that's going to be hard for me to spell Okeechobee. Jim, how you doing?
Okeechobee.
I better answer your question, Jim? Before my phone cuts out. I'm in a bad area. It was Teddy Roosevelt, right?
Who is it? You said Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt.
I'm sorry. Your answer is wrong. I'm sorry. It was not Teddy Roosevelt.
I thought that was
He's the one that rode a horse. No, he rode a horse.
Are the fish fighting? All right,
thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Jim.
It wasn't Teddy Roosevelt. He rode a horse. He was famous for horse.
I know who it is.
We can't take any more callers.
All right, okay. That's it. We can't take any more callers. All right, so.
That's it. I'll give the answer.
Wait, let me take the guess.
Wilson.
No, it was not Woodrow Wilson.
Chris wants to guess.
I was going to say.
Chris, you can guess.
It was a Roosevelt, but it wasn't Teddy Roosevelt. Right. It was a Roosevelt.
That's correct.
But I can't think.
Who was it?
Was it Wood Roosevelt?
No, it was not Wood. No. This president, his name was Franklin. Delano Roosevelt.
I just said
Franklin,
that.
Franklin Roosevelt.
Charles.
Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah, I remember.
He was the president who ran for three terms.
I remember the last name, but I couldn't remember the first name.
Yes. Franklin.
Two terms he served, right?
Three.
Three
terms. He died in office. He died as president. Then Harry Truman came on.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Charles.
Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening.
Have a good night.
Good night, everybody, and thanks for listening.
See you
and
next
don't
week.
Go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Stay well. Good night, everybody.